Reduced speed limits and advisories should only be used in specific portion of the work zone where conditions or restrictive features are present, because drivers will only reduce their speed if they clearly perceive a need to do so. The MUTCD, Section 6C, recommends a maximum speed limit reduction of 10 miles an hour unless restrictive conditions in the work zone justify a greater reduction. Following this guidance, a temporary traffic control plan should be designed allowing vehicles to travel through the temporary traffic control zone with a speed reduction of no more than 10 miles per hour and to avoid frequent changes in the speed limit. When conditions in the temporary traffic control zone justify a greater speed reduction than 10 miles per hour, it is important to provide additional notification to motorists, including stepping down speed in advance of the location requiring the lowest speed and using additional temporary traffic control devices. This will mitigate the risk of crashes in work zones. Individual state laws and practices vary considerably regarding the amount of allowable speed limit reduction and the conditions under which reductions may be used. In cases where state practices do not provide specific guidance on speed limit reductions in work zones, practitioners may reference the National Cooperative Highway Research Program Research Results, Digest No. 192, which contains a procedure for determining work zone speed limits.